Graham, fantastic. You're part of the NRC, and you've been at this top line as far as refereeing. Does it get easier and easier as you get into the work?
Yeah, I think with this NRC, you're dealing with some Super Rugby players and the up-and-coming crop of players as well, so they know what they're doing. So you could say that the higher you go, the easier it gets from a standard point of view. You then just have to keep them on task, that's all.
You're from Western Australia, and of course, there was never the dream 10 years ago before the Force came in that a ref could possibly come out of West. Yeah, how'd you start off in refereeing in WA?
Mate, it was a funny story at school. Just one of the year 8 teams needed a ref on a Friday afternoon, and I just chucked my hand up to pretty much allow them to have a game of football still playing. I sort of kept at it for a couple of years at school, just helping out, and then put it on the back burner for about 5 or 6 years after school when I was playing prem footy back home. So, and then a couple of injuries and things kept me out of, I guess, a premier grade squad, and I decided to pick the whistle up and have a crack at it, and it's going pretty well at the moment.
Who did you play for over there in the Pindan Premiership there?
Yeah. West's Subi back then, but yeah. Now West Scarborough, but I finished my playing days at Cottesloe.
Not a bad place to play your rugby at Cottesloe, is it? It's a reasonable view, and I'm sure you'd have a nice residence there with all the money you've made out of refereeing. But Tommy Hearn was around when you were at the Bulls?
Yeah, mate, he was. Yeah, great club man. Mate, the Bulls are kicking goals at the moment. They just moved locations, so they're getting all their talented kids from a nice big catchment area, and that's just flowing into their Premier Grade squad now. And they're unlucky to not make the final this year, but they're going to have a few strong years ahead.
So you think the move from Subiaco to Scarborough was better long term, as you said, with the sort of the culture, but also there's a bit of a beach culture there, surf boats and all that sort of thing. They've got to do something in the winter, and Paul and his crew there can tap into that and get into it.
Yeah, mate, they're just too many clubs in the western suburbs of Perth. I think there was 5 within 3 kilometres of each other. So their move to north into that Scarborough area has allowed them to tap into a massive growth market, especially young people, young families. So they're building a pretty good culture around being a family club and having a good time off the field.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about those awful sort of Perth-based Water Black Pigs and that Damien Murphy, but he was a premiership winning player, of course, in 1996 with the Black Pigs and before coming over. And one of the great highlights of becoming a referee is the travel. Is it the opportunity to meet other people or just get paid to do something you love and sit in the best seat in the house?
The mates thing is most probably the biggest thing that you get out of it. You meet new people, you travel the world. I've been to some amazing places recently, Ireland, France, the UK, New Zealand, so ticking a few boxes on the destinations list there. But most important, mate, you pick up refereeing and you stay involved because you love the game of footy. So that's the main reason why I do it. I love the game, and hopefully I can give back doing so.
Referee abuse is something we see in other sports and was in rugby. Is it prevalent now at the top end of the tree where everybody's too darn exhausted to sort of worry about swearing at you?
Mate, the top end's pretty good now. I think we're working together as a match official group at a national level to really be involved with the teams at NRC level and Super Rugby level. So they're actually realising that we're just normal blokes wanting a good game of football. So we're just trying to keep set the standards, and then if they maintain those, we're happy for them to play footy. But saying that, we always see those unfortunate occasions in community football where we have some referee abuse, and I think we just need to stamp it out and whack people with some big fines and big suspensions to get it out of our game.
Finally, 2 questions. The demise of the Force, very disappointing for everybody over there, but under Twiggy Forrest, it's bounced back really well. And finally, why should I become a referee?
Yeah, the World Series stuff back in Perth is going great guns, and Twiggy's the main driver behind that. And it's only going to give us match officials another opportunity outside Super Rugby. So for us, it's a fantastic opportunity for the referees. Why should you pick up the game? Mate, the biggest one is to stay involved in the best game in the world. If you want, it's a great game to be involved at community rugby level. You've got the best seat in the house. But if you want to work your way up the pathway, you meet great friends, you travel the world, and yeah, mate, it's not a bad job.
Graham, thank you for your time. Wish you all the best in your career. That was Graham Cooper, of course, one of the leading referees in Australia, part of the NRC and also part of the Vodafone Super Rugby competition based out of Perth.